Good.
AM Minnesota on the Mighty 920 KDHL.
Great, Jim. Thank you.
Thanks, Linda. Bye.
It's time for an update here on the Linder Farm Network. Joining us, Jim Emter, Van On & Company, Alexandria. Well, fairly quiet on this Thursday morning and mixed. Jim, what are you following?
I think the big thing here yesterday, Linda, is we moved the measuring stick back. Reports, you know, had always been that by January 1, China needed to buy this 12 million metric tons. But the sense now, basically pushing that back to the end of February and saying that they're still on track to meet the 12 million metric ton purchases. So, you know, I think it's kind of give and take on that front. I mean, if we came into January 1, didn't have the purchases, and all of a sudden tariffs go back into play, I don't think that would be a great circumstance for beans at all. So what they're doing is they're extending the timeline, confident that China's going to show up here in time, and we'll see if that occurs or not. But soybeans, you know, could, and from my vantage point, easily rally a buck or sell off a buck here pending what happens here over the next few months. Obviously, other key variables here are Brazilian rains and, you know, center north looking to get rain here over the next 7 days, center south looking to get rain in the second week of the outlook. So, again, if we get the rains as advertised, you know, this bean market could take a healthy cleanse down towards, you know, this 1095 to 1075 area that would fit in with the head and shoulders formation that's developed now. And we broke the neckline, and, you know, we'll just see how things shake loose. If we get back above 1130, well, then we have to back off on the head and shoulders. But with the break below 1130 yesterday, this is a market that could find some momentum if all the pieces come for a healthy pullback into that zone and then possibly a rebuild rally as we work into the new year. So keep an eye on soybeans. Corn, on the other hand, private sales this morning, good export sales. That continues to be the tone here. But we got basically 100.8 thousand metric tons of corn to Colombia and 392.5 thousand metric tons to Mexico reported in private sales this morning.
And Jim, what about livestock trade?
Yeah, the cattle market, obviously, New World screwworm right on the near the border, 120 miles away, has optimism that the border won't reopen anytime soon. That's got feeders and lives catching a bid this morning. And hogs just making a good technical trade. We got initial base, we got a rally, a pullback, and now if we can extend above this key area, and that area that we need to get above is about $82. If we can make the trade here today, that activates upside price counts.
Jim Emter, Van Auden Company, Alexandria. Chicago March corn, 444 and three quarters, up one and a quarter. July, 456 and a half, up a half. And January beans, 1118, up two and a quarter. March, 1128 and a quarter, up two and three quarters. July, 1154, now 1155, up two and a quarter. January soybean meal, up 280. January soybean oil, down 24. March Chicago wheat, down one and a half. March Minneapolis, 573, down three and a quarter. And live cattle trade this morning, February 223.15, up 125. April up 102. January feeder cattle 334.60, up two, now up 282. March is up 240. And December lean hogs up 37. February up 57. April up 65. The Dow is up 40. This is a Linder Farm Network.
Hertz Farm Management of Mankato, Minnesota is holding a one-chance sealed bid land sale for 80 total acres of land located in Lamberton Township, Redwood County, northwest of Lamberton, Minnesota. This well-drained farm has 78.91 tillable acres and an 86.6 CPI soil rating. Sealed bids are due Wednesday, December 17th at noon. For a bid packet or additional information, visit Hertz.ag or call Hertz Farm Management in Mankato at 507-345-LAND.
Sweetwater Ag was founded on a simple idea. Farmers deserve better. Created by Josh Hook and Wyatt Johansson, we're a family-owned independent supplier of branded and generic chemicals committed to fairness, transparency, and service. We know farming because we live it every day, and that perspective drives how we serve you. At Sweetwater Ag, it's farmers helping farmers with honest business and strong relationships. Sign up for our monthly price sheet and newsletter today at sweetwaterag.com or call 507-829-6469. Sweetwater Ag, same products, better prices.
And that's our update on this Thursday morning.
AM Minnesota, weekday mornings at 9:30 here on the Mighty 920 KDHL.
We are continuing our conversation with a couple of varsity captains of the Northfield wrestling team. They have a special Honor Our Service Members night. Members of not only the military, but first responders like firefighters ambulance personnel. Police and sheriff's department personnel are receiving complimentary entry, yep, free, best four-letter word in the English language other than love, free entry into tonight's match, the wrestling duel. It's the opener for the Northfield Raiders tonight. They're hosting the Rochester John Marshall Rockets. They want to stuff the Rockets, not let them blast off at all. Again, the JV starts at 6. The varsity begins at 7 tonight. And the captains that are with me are Caden Staub. He's a junior, wrestles 160 pounds. And Kaylee Graber. Did I say that right, Kaylee?
Yeah, it's Callie. But yes, Graber's correct.
Oh, shoot. That's right. It is Callie. I'm sorry. I apologize for that. I should be ashamed of myself. How many ladies?
I get it more than you would guess.
No, I believe it because it kind of looks like Callie, but it's Kaylee. I mean, it's Callie.
It's Callie, yep.
Yeah, it's Callie. It does look like Kaylee, but it's Callie. How many ladies are on the Northfield Raider wrestling team?
We have 4 right now. We graduated 3 of our girls last year, so we have a really young girls team. I'm the only senior, and then we have a couple freshmen and 1 eighth grader.
Okay.
So we're pretty young, but we're super, super excited to keep growing the girls so that by the time they're juniors and seniors, we have hopefully a full girls team.
Do you have a separate competitions?
We do. So there's a handful of girls-only tournaments, and then they also wrestle the girls at the duel. So just kind of along with the JV matches, the girls will just match up and wrestle other girls. But then there is also other tournaments that are just for the girls.
What is it about wrestling, Callie, that you enjoy?
You know, I enjoy the part of wrestling where if I want to get better, I can work hard on my own, you know, and keep on working to make myself better, which makes my team better. You know, so it's an individual sport, but also a team sport. And then the team aspect of it, too, you know, being on a team with a bunch of different girls, going to dual tournaments, it's super exciting. You know, we host a youth girls tournament later in December, and it's super exciting to see all those girls, like help coach them and just see them, you know, growing up doing what I used to love doing.
So, Caden, what is it about wrestling that you enjoy?
Yeah, I enjoy just the ability to grow so much. There's so many different ways that you can approach wrestling. I think it's such a more technical sport than any other one. Like, we look at, you know, basketball, and you look at football. There's definitely different techniques you can use, but it's like wrestling is just kind of, it fits it all in. Your speed, your agility, your strength. It's just really an overall measurement of your athletic ability.
They have made a lot of, in my opinion, good moves, no pun intended, in wrestling. Since I was a kid, you could cut a lot of weight when I was a kid, and now they only allow you to adjust by 1 weight class, right?
Yeah, it's so the cutting weight is a little bit different. We do a weight certification, so yep. It's very safe. We have a doctor come and measures our body fat and then puts into a formula and gives us the lowest weight we can go, like, that keeps us healthy. And so I think that's definitely been a very good addition to wrestling.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's a positive. Callie, are you in a certain weight class that you have to stay at, or how does that work?
Yeah, I'm going to be wrestling 127 for boys this year and 130 for girls. So I do the same thing as the boys. You know, go see the doctor, comes and measures our body fat, just as Caden said. So I go through that same process too.
Okay. All right. Makes perfect sense to me. Do either one of you want to wrestle in college?
I do want to wrestle in college. I'm in the process of my, like, college recruiting process and going on visits and everything. So I haven't decided where I want to go yet, but I'm definitely planning on wrestling in college.
All right. How about you, Caden?
Yeah, I'm also planning on wrestling in college. I love the sport. I love the camaraderie of the team, getting better. So I am planning on wrestling in college as well.
It sounds like they picked a couple of perfect people to be captains.
Yeah.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, no, you guys are dedicated, and frankly, I was never a captain. So what do the captains do?
You can go ahead, Caden.
Okay, sorry. We just lead the team, lead the warm-ups. We just try to keep the team motivated and keep them on the right path. You know, wrestling can be a hard sport. So just trying to keep them mentally, trying to keep them, you know, having fun. Because it is just a sport, you know, there's a lot more to life. And with there's so many different competitions throughout the year, so many different matches. We have like one every week. So it does get a little bit of a grind. So we're there to kind of keep them up.
So Callie, do you give an inspirational speech or what do you do?
Yeah, we always give some sort of like speech after practice. Just tell everyone good job for working hard. Keep grinding. Keep practicing in the room, even though sometimes it's not the most fun thing in the world. It's fun getting your hand raised on the mat, so your hard work will pay off.
Ah, you like having your hand raised on the mat.
I do. I do. I think Caden would agree. It's a pretty good feeling.
When the official raises your hand, that has to be a big rush.
It is, yeah. It's always a great feeling to know that, you know, the hours and hours of work that you put in for years and years is paying off. It's a really good feeling.
Callie, have you thought about the military as a way to go?
I have. It's definitely always been in the back of my mind. My dad was in the military, and I have some cousins in the military. My grandpa was in the military. So I have quite a bit of that, like, influence on me. I also want to go into physical therapy, though. So I'm trying to figure out potentially going into the National Guard. That's a pretty big possibility for me. But, yeah, it's definitely something that I'm open to.
I'm glad to hear that. We've got good young people here that want to be involved in helping our nation. I think that's awesome. Now, I need you both to be honest with me. John Marshall, are they going to be a tough test tonight, or are you going to pin them?
I'm not sure. It's kind of hard to tell what a team is going to look like until they're there. You know, every year you have people at different weight classes, things like that. So it's kind of hard to tell. In previous years, I don't think we've ever lost to John Marshall, at least not as long as I've been on the team. So hopefully we can keep that streak going.
December 13th, you've got a JV and varsity girls tournament invite. December 14th, yes. There's K through 3rd grade team tournament, followed by K through 6th grade girls team wrestling Christmas tournament. December 18th, yes. It's Teacher Appreciation Night. January 6th, it's Youth Night. And January 9th, it's Parents Night at Northfield High School. You have a fundraiser for the program for Matt Hoist uniforms, tournaments, coaching, travel expenses. When is that annual fundraiser? Do you know?
So a fundraiser is something that's continuously going on.
Oh, okay.
It's just a link that you scan and you can donate. So obviously any donations that anyone is willing and able to give is greatly appreciated. You know, with wrestling, there's a lot of cost. Even our singlets and uniforms, each person has like $200 worth of gear. And we don't have to pay any of that out of pocket as wrestlers, as long as we have enough in donations, which really helps. Yeah, so we definitely appreciate anything that anyone is willing to donate.
Oh, okay, yeah. It says
you can find that. Oh, sorry.
You go ahead. You're going to give the link, I can tell.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, you can find that link on the Northfield Wrestling Facebook page. And, yeah, again, any donation really helps. And to circle back to
Callie talking. Sorry, I'm out of time here, folks. You guys have a great day, okay? No problem.